This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Ministry of External Affairs posted on the social media platform X that the Prime Minister Narendra Modi has concluded his state visit to Saudi Arabia and emplaned for India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi cut short his visit to Saudi Arabia and decided to return to India today following a terror attack in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir. The Prime Minister was originally scheduled to return today night and now he will reach India early in the morning today. The Prime Minister also skipped the official dinner hosted by Saudi Arabia yesterday. Despite the shortened trip, the Prime Minister's visit to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia yielded several key outcomes. Four important agreements were signed between the two nations during the bilateral engagements. In Jammu and Kashmir, many tourists were injured and several others reportedly killed yesterday when unidentified terrorists attacked a group of tourists in Pahalgam area of South Kashmir's Anantnag district. The attack took place in the Baisuran forest area of Pahalgam, around 85 kilometers from Srinagar headquarters. The attack left several tourists injured along with casualties. However, exact number of injured and dead tourists is yet to be confirmed. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah said the death toll is still being ascertained and will be officially conveyed as the situation becomes clearer. The injured have been admitted to the district medical facility. A joint search operation has been launched by the Indian Army and J&K police in the general area of Baisuran, Pahalgam, Anantnag. J&K government has set up round-the-clock emergency help desk for tourists in Srinagar and Anantnag. The emergency control room at Srinagar is 0194-245-7543, 0194-248-3651. And ADC Srinagar's helpline is 700-605-8623. The District Administration Anantnag Control Room helpline is 0193-222-337, 7780-88-5759, 969-798-2527, and 600-636-5245. Union Home Minister Mr. Amit Shah landed in Srinagar yesterday evening and proceeded directly to Raj Bhavan amid a major security clampdown across Jammu and Kashmir following an attack on tourists in Pahalgam. Mr. Amit Shah held a high-level review meeting with senior officials. No details of the meeting is available. Sources said that Mr. Shah is scheduled to visit the site of the militant attack in Baisuran near Pahalgam today. He will be accompanied by Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha. Mr. Shah is also expected to interact with eyewitnesses and visit the hospitals where the injured are being treated. While the official death toll is still being finalized, senior government sources said that 26 people, including two foreign nationals and two local Kashmiris, have lost their lives. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have condemned the terrorist attack on tourists in Pahalgam. Terming it as shocking and painful, the president said it is a dastardly and inhuman act which must be condemned unequivocally. Prime Minister Modi said that those behind this heinous act will be brought to justice and will not be spared. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said their evil agenda will never succeed. He also expressed his condolences to those who have lost their loved ones and prayed for the injured to recover at the earliest. Mr. Modi added that all possible assistance is being provided to those affected. US President Donald Trump has extended full support and deepest sympathies to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the people of India in the wake of the terrorist attack in Kashmir. President Trump wrote on the Truth Social that it is deeply disturbing news out of Kashmir. He said that the US stands strong with India against terrorism and the country pray for the souls of those lost and for the recovery of the injured. Russian President Vladimir Putin extended his condolences to President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi over the tragic consequences of the terrorist attack in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir. Mr. Putin said that this brutal crime has no justification whatsoever. The United Arab Emirates, UAE, strongly condemned the terrorist attack that targeted tourists, resulting in dozens of deaths and injuries of innocent people. In Jammu and Kashmir, Bandh calls have been announced to protest the killing of tourists in Pahalgam. The Valley Business and Travel Trade Bodies have announced a Kashmir Bandh today. In Jammu region, the Jammu Bandh has also been called by business bodies and cross-section of the society. And that is the end of this news bulletin.